Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back with more Treasure of Nadia. So let's get started. Alright, so where are we going to now? Janet and Kaylee are taking a quick trip. To where? Walmart? That there. No, nothing there. There's just, I don't know. Sometimes my computer gives me a, yeah, whatever. Okay. So where am I supposed to go? Yeah, it gives me an hourglass. Every once in a while, I'll get, like, this weird hourglass. Like, Windows is doing something. I have no idea what it's doing, but it's doing something. I remember Windows 98. You know. Not perfect, but it worked. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. If you're here for Elia, she is working today. Is Naomi home? She's inside. Why are you asking? It's nothing. It better be nothing. Oh, okay.
What's on your mind?
Hello.
Kaylee and I are going to Squall Mart. Oh, they are. Doing some shopping? We're visiting Elia. It's actually, what did he say? Elia. Yeah, I watched an interview with NLT. He pronounced the character's name Elia, and since he made the character, that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Mom's dropping me off. Elia told me she has a new job, and I think she wants me to visit her. Yeah, I saw her earlier. She seems pretty lonely there. Business is slow. Care to join us, Grim? Sure, I'll ride along. And miss out on the money? Looks like a few other people are here. I hope we're not bothering her. Wow, there's like never people in there when I'm in there. Kaylee, you came! You look busy. It's been slow most of the day, but things are picking up. It's nice to see you, Elia. Hello, Miss Janet. Do you need to buy something today? I can help you. Oh no, I'm just dropping off Kaylee and Grim. I have some things to do around the house. Thanks for the ride, Janet. You all have fun. Goodbye, Miss Janet. I just sold another! Wow, that's 10 already! That was fast. People are already interested? What are you all talking about? Kaylee, this is Emily. She runs the store. Hello, Kaylee. You must be Grim's friend. Yeah, do you know Grim? I've been working on a product that Emily is selling. Has he not told you about the love potion? Love potion? Oh, it's just an aphrodisiac that Emily came up with. What the hell? Those things work? This one works great, thanks to Grim. The ingredients are not easy to come by. It works, Kaylee. I tried it. You should have some. Elia! Oh, yeah. Grim said that was a bad idea. Oh, God. I think I'll pass. Grim, come with me. I want to talk to you about the sales. Okay, sure. I I've sold 10 units so far. That's great. It's a start. Hopefully we sell much more than that, but I want to give you your cut. Oh, cool. How much did I earn? I set aside your cut here in this safe. After each sale, I'll separate your cut from mine. Anytime you want to collect your money, you can grab it from this safe. Awesome! And remember, Grim, if you want more money, bring me more ingredients. The more I have, the more I'll sell, and the more money you'll make each time you come to collect. I got it, Emily. You can count on me. Come by anytime you want to grab your cut. The longer you wait, the bigger your stack will be. Click on the safe to collect your money. Wow! Money!
Hey there.
What's new?
I'm gonna stick around here with Aaliyah longer. Don't wait for me.
Hey.
What's new?
Okay.
How's it going?
What's new?
Emily is nice, but it's fun having Kayla here too.
This love potion stuff sounds interesting. I should probably buy some for my wife. My wife never remembers her phone's passcode, so she writes it down.
It's literally like, what do old guys complain about?
My wife.
They talk about my wife. That's like it's an inside joke or something. Alright. So, what's the next little task? Janet is out on the town.
But where?
It's Janet's car. She's buying more drinks again. Grim! Hi, Janet. What are you doing here? I was just gonna go grab a drink. Are you buying drinks? I was just grabbing a bottle of wine. Naomi and I drank the last bottle earlier. You're really getting along well with Naomi. I've never met a person like her. She's very charismatic. I'm glad you're not lonely, Janet. Thank you, Grim, for introducing me. It's been so nice to have a new friend.
I'm sure it has.
Where are you heading now?
Just wandering around town, nothing special.
Well, have fun, Grim.
See you later, Janet.
There's an old saying in Cape Vedra that you can follow a roach to treasure, but it's never worked for me.
I know, I've talked to that guy.
What do I do, follow her?
Yeah? Operation Stalking Janet, I guess. I have no idea what's going on here. Just following the crystal ball.
She's locked the door. I wonder what she's doing in there. Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy does not condone breaking into somebody's house. Janet! There you are. What took you so long? Did you drink a whole bottle of wine? Come on, Grim. Sit down and talk to me. You know how lonely it gets for me when Kaylee is not home. You're such a nice boy coming over to keep me company. Janet, you're not dressed. Of course I am, silly. Naomi was right. You're such a handsome young man. Janet, what are you doing? What a lucky woman I am to have you here. Janet, you had too much to drink. You've got big muscles. Have you been working out? Not really. What did Naomi talk to you about? Yeah, I wasn't, Grim. I wasn't doing it. Doing what? See, Grim? I'm not wet. I didn't do it. tell her I didn't do it. Oh, shit. What am I doing? What the hell am I thinking? What the hell did Naomi do to me? Why am I thinking about Janet like this? She's passed out. Is that Janet's phone? Okay, time to leave Interplanet Janet alone. And check my phone. Well, I don't think anything happened. I'm gonna grab this money. The passcode somewhere. Well, it'll probably be in the house, so let me go back in the... Oh, I don't have the code. Just for the hell of it. Nope. But we tried. The number of the beast did not work. Oh, well. Okay. That would be really stupid. But that's like people that their password is literally password. Which was more common than we thought, according to some studies. They found out that a lot of people were using password as their password. Feeling tense, my love? I'm heading out to buy some massage oil. Interested? Yeah. I just got interested. I'll meet you there.
Hello.
Now, isn't this a lovely little place you have here? You look like you'd enjoy some massage oils. I have very many to choose from. Grim, what are you doing here? Welcome, Grim. Naomi, we need to talk. Poor Grim here is having girl troubles. No, I'm not. Grim is a helpful gardener. Is gardening one of your secret pleasures, Grim? I was just helping Precia here with her massage oils. Naomi, what are you doing with Janet? She needs a lover, Grim. If you want to share a massage with your lover, I suggest maca oil, extracted from local maca plants. No, you can't use maca plants on Janet. I'm giving her what she needs, Grim, but perhaps you'd rather be the one to meet her needs. Hey, I never said that. She wants that big cock of yours, I can tell. Oh yes, Grim has a mighty nice cock. Damn. Precia! Oops! And what have you two been doing? Grim is valued client. I give him special massage.
That she does.
I'm sure he loves getting a special massage. Tell me, Precia, what would I have to do to get a special massage? You're a very beautiful woman. Perhaps I too can release your tension. But we can't leave out poor Grim. How about a little something for a cute couple like me and my lover? Oh my, much effort will be needed for two clients at one time. Perhaps a good payment is in order.
Yep.
He definitely Asian.
What do you say, Grim? Care to have some fun with a couple of pretty ladies? Oh, fuck! Both at the same time? Do you have a treasure for me? I have something better than a treasure. What trick do you have up your sleeve, Grim? You'll really like it, Naomi, but I only share it with you under one condition. And what is it my lover boy wants? You can't toy with Janet. You can't play your games with her. Having some fun in a hot tub is hardly playing games. You're trying to get me and Janet to do naughty things for you. Of course I am, baby. Nothing would please me more than to see you two. Naomi, you have to promise. Okay, Grim, impress me and you have a deal. Fine, look at this. Oh my, a bottle. Very impressive. What? No, it's not just a bottle. It's a love potion. Are you serious? It's an aphrodisiac made using maca plants. Just like my oils. Yeah, but a lot stronger. Really, Grim? You expect me to believe that? Try it, Naomi. I've already tried it with your daughter. Did you plow her really good, Grim? Oh yeah, it was the best sex of her life. You naughty man. Do you have another treasure? What? I thought you two would be impressed. Pleasure's for my clients, Grim. For myself, I am a servant. But Prisha, this will make it better for you. I am too old for such things. Nice try, Grim, but perhaps I should help you out on this one. No, you two need to try it. It works. I promise it works. I do not want to upset my valued client. Perhaps we should humor the boy. What'll it hurt? Come on, Grim, let's give your little love potion a try. And then you give me good treasure, okay, Grim? Take it, girls. Your want for treasure is about to disappear. Isn't he adorable? So much adore for my valued client. Ugh, not very good in taste. You tried, Grim, but aphrodisiacs never work. Oh, my stomach flutters. My, I'm losing my balance. I didn't notice before. You have very plump lips. And you have the most gorgeous eyes. I think it's working. My body aches for attention.
I feel it too. I told you, it works. Hey, don't forget I'm here. Hey, I want some action too.
Everybody wants some. Don't worry, Grim. We didn't forget about you. You have brought great pleasure to my body, Grim. Let's take care of our manly little love toy. Good Lord. Oh, shit. You girls have the best asses ever! Ever! Like, if there was a man that gave out trophies for best asses, those would be the top.
Does my baby like to feel our assholes rubbing his big manly cock?
Our bottoms are of much size, very cushioned for your hard cock, Grim.
Well, I love the way she talks.
Whatever you say, Prisha, your ass is perfect. And it's not... it's not you are ass. He spelled it wrong. It's like, you are ass is perfect. No, that's not how that's said.
Typo.
Oh, Prisha, your ass cheeks feel nice on mine. Mama needs a taste of that juicy ass.
Oh, yes. Now this is an ass. Yes, sir, that's 100% grade A booty.
Please explore my bottom, Naomi. You may enjoy my flavor. Don't mind if I do.
Well, looks like everybody's having fun.
Oh, God, I can't resist you, Naomi. Your pussy swallows me up.
My bottom tickles with pleasure from your tongue.
Yes, Naomi, eat that pretty little asshole while I fuck your pussy. Do not release Grimm. I too must fill your manhood into my flower. Much tightness for my delicate flower. Oh yes, explore my anus, Grimm. Do you like what you feel? Well, fuck, this is intense. Your ass clamps my finger like a vice, Naomi. I tight too. Feel me squeeze. Ah, Prisha, you're so fucking tight. My tiny flower, it is much to pleasure you.
Ooh.
Eat my ass, Grimm. Fill my anus with all your slobbering drool. Heat your ass good for his cock to slide in. Oh yes, girl, his cock belongs buried in my ass. Ah, yes! Oh fuck, squeeze my dick, Naomi. Make tight your bottom, lady of desire. Milk the cock of delicious man goo. Fuck me. Pound my ass, Grimm. Your fingers working my pussy so much, I feel great pleasure. Oh god, Naomi, I'm so deep inside your butt. Give us your cum, Grimm. Yes, we must taste the flavor of our handsome man. You're so deep inside me, Grimm. You're going to make me cum. I too will release with much pleasure. Get on your knees, girls. I'm going to cum. Oh shit, that was amazing, ladies. I am lucky woman with so much release on my face. Let me help you clean that up. Damn, you girls are nasty. Clean me with your lustful tongue. What a sight this is. A good opportunity to take a quick picture. Whatever that was you gave us, Grimm, it was amazing. You have brought great pleasure to me, Grimm. I've got to get my hands on some of that juice. You can get more from Squalmart. But promise me, Naomi, you can't play your games with Janet.
She needs love, Grimm.
I know, and she likes you, but no games, and no more fooling around, okay?
Poor Grimm, do you really think any of these empty wishes of yours will keep me from lusting after you? Or her? Naomi, you are lucky to have a lady of such desire.
So try that one again.
You are lucky to have such a lady of desire, Grimm.
You're driving me crazy, Naomi.
Aren't you just the most desirable little thing? Don't resist me, Grimm. You're my lover boy. What about my massage oils? Oh, Pewy. Oh, Pooey. She left without purchase.
Sorry about that, Prisha. I guess we got distracted.
Your lady has much lust in her heart.
Tell me about it.
You are new in business? No more treasure?
I'm still hunting treasure.
Such a busy boy. You bring me very good treasure next time.
What are you going to do for me?
Bum release, Grimm. You want bum release?
Bum?
My pucker. It releases your tension through very tight massage.
Whoa! Sounds fun.
Thank you, Grimm. You very valued client.
Well, that didn't go as planned. But I guess I can't complain. What a romp that was. Wow. Yes, it was. Look at that.
Nice little screensaver for you. And he said something about, I hope we can do it again tomorrow. Something like that.
Anyway. Not important! Exclamation mark!
Wow, things are really hopping here at Squalmart.
out of the way! How rude.
Hello.
What's up?
I don't remember Squalmart being this busy.
Heading home?
Yeah, too many people here. I can't take it anymore. Man, if they're selling a love potion, you're gonna have people trying to park on the roof of the building. I can't get my car up here! Sir, you're gonna... There's nowhere else to park and I gotta have that potion!
Hello.
What's up?
Aaliyah here has just been telling me how busy she's been. I've met so many new people today. Everyone wants to try Emily's love potion. Tell me all about it, Aaliyah. It's sex stuff. It makes sex better. Yeah. I bet it's fun to try that out with your boyfriend, isn't it, Aaliyah? Naomi, I don't think she wants to talk about that. Nonsense, you shouldn't be shy about sex, you two. It's totally normal. Is it okay to have sex? Dad would be mad. You know I won't tell your father. You can do whatever makes you happy, Aaliyah. Bang the whole football team, Aaliyah. Go ahead and go with the basketball team, the cheerleaders, and then everybody else. Thanks, Mom. A man like Grimm surely knows how to please a lady.
I do my best.
Grimm is very good at it. I bet it's a sight to behold. Naomi, are you buying something? I'd love to buy me a bottle of that love potion.
Are you gonna buy it?
You're going to buy some? It seems to be all the rage. What a busy day. Barely a moment to relax. Your love potion seems quite popular. Did Grimm tell you about it? Well, yes, he gave me a free sample. Grimm gave you some? Well, I hope you'll be one of our customers, Naomi. Our supply is limited, you know. I'd love to buy a bottle. Follow me, I'll give you a discount. How much are they selling this for, by the way? You gave my mom the love potion? I was at a massage parlor. I was gonna give it to the masseuse. But your mom was there. Are you mad? No, I'm not mad, but it's weird to think of my mom having the same feelings that I did when I drank the potion. I guess I never thought of her like that. You saw her use the dildo, remember? The bumpy candle? You're right, she's a woman too, but I also know Dad has a problem with his wiener.
Maybe you shouldn't tell me.
I'm sorry, I'm just surprised, that's all.
It don't work, dammit! It don't work!
Grimm, do you think my mom is pretty? Well, I mean, yeah, she's pretty. Do you think I'm pretty too? Of course, you're very cute. I guess it's good to be cute. Of course it is. Do you work here? I have a question about this so-called love potion. Sorry, Grimm, I've got to help customers. That's okay, Aaliyah. I'll talk to you later. Naomi, what are you doing? You're gonna make it really difficult for me to keep our secret. Don't worry too much, Grimm. But don't give that stuff to Janet, okay? Goodbye, Grimm. Uh-oh. Interplanet Janet is really gonna be a galaxy girl after that. Oh no. What have I unleashed now? Why won't everyone just leave already? Yeah, why not? Do you know aluminum can be used as an ingredient in ant killer?
It can it?
And that will bump me up some percentages in the game, believe it or not. Yep, 32%. Just because of that. All right. Just multivitamins. Do I need to buy anything for the house? Oh, I was gonna buy the basic renovation package. Oh, well, I'll just make some more money later.
What's new?
Hi there.
Please come back later.
I have to help the customers.
Yes?
What's new?
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
Oh, all right, I'm not talking to her.
Okay, that's the same, we just said that. Let's get out of here. There's nothing for me to do. I wonder if Tasha has anything she can tell you about Janet's drinking problem.
What's up?
Yeah?
The lady who came in earlier, what did she buy? What do you care? You know her? She's my friend's mom, Janet. I think she has a drinking problem. You want me to tattle on your friend's mom? I guess I shouldn't be nosy. 7 bottles. Huh? She bought 7 bottles of red wine. That sounds like a drinking problem to me, folks. Some of you know I may have dealt with an alcoholic in my past, so I know a lot about that. Damn. All just for her? Well, never mind. Miss us, toots? What is everybody? This place is a ghost town. What the hell do you want? Is that any way to treat a paying customer? Show me the money or I'm kicking you out. Relax, Missy. We've got plenty of money. Impressive pile of coins. What do you want to drink? Vodka! Give me a bottle of bourbon. That's it? Lick the rim of the glass with that sexy tongue of yours. What the fuck? You heard me. Hey, don't be a jerk. Well, if it isn't the baby treasure hunter. At least I am a treasure hunter and not a thug for hire. Big talk from a skinny twerp. You wouldn't be so tough without your meathead lover next to you. Do yourself a favor and get lost, kid. You're not paying me to do anything more than serve you a drink, creep. Not enough money for you? There's plenty more where that came from. Gay porn paying well these days? We found more treasure than your wimpy treasure hunting boyfriend ever will. Sophia only hires the best. You work for Sophia Vesper? Impress toots? They're just thugs hired to guard the real treasure hunter, a girl. Watch yourself, kid. You cause us trouble. Sophia won't hesitate to ruin you. Ha ha. Tough guys need a woman to approve of their dirty work. My feelings hurt. I don't want to stay here. God damn it, Corn. Keep your mouth shut. Let's find Claire. Give me my goddamn drink. Oh, she's gonna give it to you, all right. Here you go, little man. Need a to-go cup? Fuck you, bitch. You've lost a lot of money by making me angry. I can live with that. See you later, baby Idaho. Have fun with a slut. Fucking moron. How does a woman as wealthy as Sophia end up with a goon like that? What a loser. He's just a bodyguard. He's no treasure hunter. How do you know? They're working for a woman named Claire. Sophia denies it, but they're hunting for treasure. What kind of treasure? It's top secret. I can't say. You're really not going to tell me? I can't. I'll get into a lot of trouble. Sophia's keeping you from talking? No. Her treasure hunter, Claire. Why the hell would she care? What did you find out, Grim? Shit, I'm so bad at keeping a secret. Then tell me. I can't. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm looking for. So you're trying to beat them to it? Not exactly. What the hell, Grim? What have you been up to? It's huge, Tasha, but I can't say. I'm trying to figure out what Sophia knows. I have to play this one close to the chest. How the hell did you manage to get close to Sophia? She's looking for treasure and I found a piece of it. That's something that shouldn't be here. But Sophia is a step ahead of me, so is Claire. Sophia is a mystery. Then let's uncover that mystery. What the hell are you suggesting? I want to break into Sophia's mansion. Tasha, are you insane? Ever since I laid my eyes on that mansion, I've wanted to sneak into that big-ass yard of hers. Why? I don't know. To throw a rock through a window and run? To steal one of her stupid peacocks? Who cares? We'll go to prison. Only if we get caught. Damn, Tasha, I don't think that's a good idea. You want to snoop on her, right? Well, it would probably help if I could find more clues. Then let's do it. We need a plan. We jump the fence, it's not that high. What about security cameras? We run like hell. We'll get caught. Nah. What do you mean, nah? This is no simple task. Don't overthink it, we'll improvise. Tell me the plan. Come on, Grim. I'm locking this place up. We're going on an adventure. So we're going to trespass on the property of the most powerful person in Cape Vedra? Don't be so dramatic. What the hell is she thinking? Looks like you have a customer. Bar's closed. Go home. What? You're not supposed to be closed right now. Then break in, fucker. Come on, Grim, stop lagging. Damn. Psst, Grim, over here. We can't make it, Tasha. There's a guard. There's only one guard. What's the problem? And security cameras. We just have to run fast. No, Tasha, listen. We can't just brute force this. Our timing has to be perfect. Okay, I'm listening. We have to jump when the cameras aren't facing us and when the guard isn't looking. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's go. I can't believe we're about to do this. I'll follow your lead. Hey, you! Fuck! Stop! Don't jump the fence when the camera or guard is looking your way. Hey! He wasn't looking my way! Okay, we got it. Hey, you! Fuck! Stop! We almost got there! Did it. Holy shit, we made it. Come on, Grim, let's break inside. My adrenaline is through the roof. Isn't this fun?
It's locked. Of course it is. Maybe there's a way to break in. I'll look for a clue.
What do we have here?
A feather. Okay, so you have to be careful because there's a guard that steps out. It's a puzzle. Great, it would be. All I have is a broken key. I don't have a key that I can use for that, and it would probably be useful as heck.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can.
This might come in handy.
Fossilized algae. Go.
I don't think so.
Yes.
What do we have here?
Quartz.
What do we have here?
Gold talisman. Lock two. The vent.
This isn't right.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the buckets. But those plants might have something to do with it. Ah! Yes!
What could this be?
Hold on, though.
So.
Yeah?
What's up?
Alright, though. Okay, so that one you can't. They don't even give you an option for a key. But this one we can. Nice work! Come on, let's move. Oh, wow. What the hell is all this stuff? Looks like a storage room. What a pack rat. This stuff looks valuable. Let's take something. Don't touch anything, Tasha. We're only here for clues. I don't want Sophia knowing anyone was here. What's this thing? It looks like a Tikpok headdress. And here is a Tikpok shaman staff. How do you know? I found this staff under a sterile key. Sophia is studying the Tikpok. It's why she claims to be here. How much is it worth? Not sure, but I think there's something a lot bigger to be found here than she's letting on. Claire seems to know a lot about the Tikpok. It must be why Sophia hired her. What is it that they want? It's nothing, just some pirate treasure. Damn, I want some pirate booty. It's not much, maybe a couple $100,000 worth. Sophia hired a treasure hunter to collect $100,000. Do I look stupid, Grim? Tasha, you're gonna get me into trouble. Come on, Grim, I helped you break into this place, you have to tell me. I can't, it involves some very dangerous people. I like danger. Don't push it, Tasha. Just let it go. It's obvious, Grim. It's a giant stash of treasure, and I want in on it. God damn it, Tasha. The people we're selling the treasure to, they killed my father. Holy shit. We have to fuck them up. I know, and I'm working on it. I want to fuck them up with you. You have to lay low, Tasha. It's not going to be simple. I have to find the treasure before I can do anything else. So you're going to meet these assholes with the promise of treasure, and then shoot them all? No, it's not like that. I can't tell you anything more.
Aw, come on, Grim. You don't want to keep me in the dark, do you? Sorry, Tasha. It's for your own good. You think I can't handle myself? You have no idea who I am. This is serious, Tasha. I've dealt with some really bad people in my life, Grim. I can handle this. What are you talking about? I was part of a gang. Sort of. Really? You're a gangster? No, it's not like that. I may have robbed a few places when I was younger. Really? Did you get away with it? Hell no, but I was just a kid, so I got off easy. Can't say the same for my mom. Your mom was with you? With me? She was the brains of our operation. I haven't seen her in 10 years. I'm sorry to hear that, Tasha. I know what it's like to be in danger, Grim. You don't have to worry about me. I've been told not to tell anyone. You know, if word gets out about the treasure, it'll make it a lot harder to find. Don't make me beg, Grim. You know, for someone who makes fun of treasure hunting, you sure have changed your tune. I was wrong about you, Grim. Can I trust you, Tasha? Of course. I won't tell a soul. You're a naughty girl, Tasha. I'm a bad girl, but a good partner. What a rush! Did you ever think you'd be fucking inside of Sophia Vesper's mansion? What if we get caught? Then we run like hell. Let me feel those sexy lips of... Let's try that one again. Let me feel those sexy lips of yours on my cock. Oh yeah, you'll make a fine partner, Tasha. What do you want me to do, Grim? Stand up and turn around. I'll tell you everything. Oh, fuck, you're so big. Squeeze me tight, Tasha. Yes, Grim. Fuck yeah, fuck me, baby. Do you want to know about the treasure? Yes, Grim, tell me. The stolen loot of the Tikpok tribe is hidden here in Cape Ventra. Oh yes, tell me more. The pirate queen, Nadia, stole it and fled here on a pirate ship. Closed down by the tribe shamans. A battle took place here that killed all but a few of the shamans. Incredible. Fuck me hard, Grim. Thousands of tons of treasure are hidden away in the case of Cape Ventra. There's a fortune right under our feet just waiting to be found. Oh God, yes, you're incredible, Grim. You're gonna help me find it. Yes, Grim, I'm yours. You're gonna make me come, Grim. Get your mouth ready for my come, Tasha. Not this time, Grim. Wow. Holy moly. That was some fast movements. They went backwards, like, woof! What the hell? Tasha! Oh yeah, fill me up, Grim. I came inside you. Uh-oh! Am I interrupting something? Hey, get your hands off me! Let her go. How shameful. You've sunk so low, Grim. We've not touched anything. What are you gonna do to us, bitch? Such a sharp tongue on this little wildcat. You don't know me, cunt fucker. Leave her alone. A taste for women like his father's. We're here for clues, Sophia. You gave me nothing to go off of. I had to do something. So you break into my treasure room for clues? I swear, we're only here to learn. I wasn't going to steal anything. And what do we have here? Get your hands off that cock! Never in all my years have I seen something like this. Well endowed, to say the least. You two must have been having quite an exciting romp. Leave Tasha alone. This was my idea. Get away from him, bitch! What's wrong? Am I making you jealous? Tasty. I'm gonna kick your ass as soon as this meathead lets me go. And what makes you think we're going to let you go? Sophia, what the hell are you going to do? I'm gonna fuck you up! Take her away. I must speak with him alone. Hey, where are you taking me? Sophia, you must believe me. We came here to learn what we could about the Tikpok. You're that desperate to help me in my pursuit? I doubt that. Sophia, the Tikpok survived. They became the Cape Vedra natives. You're not telling me anything I don't already know. But I suspect you have little interest in the Tikpok culture. No, you're here for something else. What good is the Tikpok to you, Sophia? Clearly you're looking for the treasure. So naive, the treasure of Nadia is a children's fairy tale. I'm willing to bet that it's not. I do not seek treasure, Grim. I have all the money I'll ever need. You, however, are the son of a reckless man who only cared about fame. And you're telling me that you care about something more? A perspective you'd never understand. I'm betting my life on that treasure, Sophia. I know it's real. You're young and arrogant, Grim. You won't die for an imaginary treasure. I will if I don't find that treasure. The Eclipse Guild is after me now. A gift from your father? I'm going to avenge his death. You're braver than I thought to be making deals with the Guild. Even I know to keep my distance. You've never dealt with them? I'm above that, Grim. I made my wealth without lowering myself to black market dealings. Don't make your problems mine, Grim. If you're here for clues, I can assure you that your search is in vain. You will not find the treasure of Nadia. Perhaps your best course of action is to disappear. I won't run, Sophia. I have my own plans, and part of that plan is to find the Tikpok treasure. You've got a strong spirit, Grim, and a willingness to take risks. I admire that. I'm afraid one of my own may have the same desire for treasure as you. Perhaps you'd be of use to me. What are you saying, Sophia? If you help me, I'll pay your debt to the Guild. You want me to spy on Claire? You know her? She worked with my father, and I know she's working for you, along with those two thugs. She's gone rogue. She's operating behind my back, wasting my money. I need an expert on the Tikpok culture. I need someone I can trust. Find what I need, and I'll make your problems go away. Then tell me what I need to know. Don't make me guess. Claire is an expert on the Tikpok culture. Follow her. Learn from her moves. She seeks the treasure, but there is something else to be found. What is it? The key to unlocking the Tikpok language. Why does that matter? The language of the Tikpok shamans holds supernatural abilities. The discovery would change the world. You believe in that? Perhaps my efforts are fruitless, but I'm willing to take that risk. So you trust me? You want more than money, Grim. I can see it in your soul. Your desire to please your lost father can be my benefit. Claire has lost her way. She's wasting my time. Look beyond the lust for wealth and use her knowledge to find the true prize. Do you have what it takes, Grim? I can't say I believe that a language can be magic, but your offer is pretty hard to turn down. You don't have to believe it. Just find me the clues I need to finish what I've started. Let Tasha and I go, and I'll find what it is you're looking for. That's the spirit. What the hell, Grim? Run!
Get back here!
Wait! Let her go.
As you wish, Mother.
Leave, Grim. Don't let me down. That was a close one. Close one. We got caught. We got away. She let us get away. I made a deal. What? Sophia wants me to spy on Claire and find some magical stuff for her. Magic? She claims there's no treasure. That bitch is bullshitting. Something's not right. I've seen the treasure with my own eyes. Good, because I want to get my hands on it so that cunt doesn't get a dime. It won't be easy, Tasha. With my help, it'll be a breeze. It's cursed. The treasure is cursed? I told you it won't be easy. How do we get rid of the curse? I'm working on a plan, Tasha. Don't tell anyone. You can trust me, Grim. Can I? You made me come inside you. Oh, don't be so dramatic. Nothing's going to happen. I better get back to the bar. Find me when you need me, Grim. I don't know who's worse, Tasha or Naomi, but I have a bad feeling about this. Alright guys, so that's gonna be it for Treasure of Nadia for right now. And obviously we will see you back here next Thursday for more Treasure of Nadia. So stay tuned guys, it's the Grim Lord and I am out of here. Later.